Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Reports of a worrying trend are emerging in the health insurance market this morning as a number of providers are set to significantly reduce certain benefits across a number of plans. All the while, price of health insurance premiums continues to soar. To outline these changes in more detail, I'm joined on the line by Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie, a part of the Lockton Group. Good morning, Dermot. How are you?
Good morning, Philip.
In a nutshell, they appear to be asking for more and offering less.
Yeah, Philip, unfortunately, that's exactly it. And as you said, Charlie Weston has covered all of the various changes there this morning. But in a nutshell, what's happening here is, previously when the insurance companies were going to bring in an increase, they had two options. One was you bring in a big increase, but you leave the benefits untouched. Or the second option, which they've done previously, is we bring in a lower than average increase, but we would also combine that with certain reductions in benefits. Unfortunately for consumers, we're getting the worst of both sides, because what's happening is increases in premiums, like there's double-digit increases right across the board that are impacting pretty much all consumers. But now, since last May, they've started, I suppose, eroding certain benefits. And a lot of it is kind of going on, you know, beneath the radar. And now, in fairness to the insurance companies, they are advising all consumers of any changes to their benefits. But like all things, Philip, people just look at the premium. They don't read the small print. Yeah. It's pretty much.
And when do they tend to advise you, Dermot? Are they writing to you now, or do they wait until you're renewing to tell you this when they send you pages and pages and pages of bump in the post?
Yeah, they'll send it to you usually within 4 to 5 weeks of your renewal date. And a lot of people will get it by email because they opted for that contact method, or else they'll get it by post. But obviously what people do is when they open that, the first thing they look at is the actual premium increases. And they miss the fine detail, where basically there's going to be actual benefit changes. This all started last May of last year, when VHI decided to reduce certain outpatient benefits. So previously people had a €1 excess. They increased that on most of their plans to €10. But then they brought in a cap. So instead of getting unlimited 50% back on your GP and consultants, they put a monetary cap on that. So now you will not get 50% back. It's up to a certain level. And then Laya Healthcare, they adopted a different tactic since October. They decided to increase all the excesses when you go into a private hospital. So that's the amount you pay per claim. So what's happening with Laya members, they're paying more every time they get admitted to a private hospital. And now on the 1st of April, or in this month, there's been a raft of changes. Irish Life Health, on most of their plans, have now followed VHI's tactic. So they've now brought in similar excesses and similar caps on the outpatient refunds. So their members are basically going to pay a higher premium, but they're going to get less money back, particularly for consultants' fees. And I see the new provider, Level Health, who came into the market last November, they've now decided they've had to bring in a change on their top plan, which is going to happen on the 28th of April. And they're now putting an excess or a co-payment for certain orthopaedic procedures on that plan. It's €1,000 for the hip, knee or shoulder replacements. And there's also a co-payment for ophthalmic procedures like the removal of cataracts. So really, it's exactly as you said at the start of the program, Philip, that people now are going to pay considerably more. But if they look at the fine detail, they may actually find that they're actually going to have less cover. And the people that I suppose I worry about with this is that there's a lot of people out there, particularly older members, who are terrified of making any changes to their cover. So each year they auto-renew. They find the money and they pay the extra premium because they don't want to change insurance company and they don't want to change plan. The risk with that now is if they auto-renew on the same plan, they might find out weeks, months later that they actually don't have the same cover that they had previously, even though they're paying an extra 15 or 20%
indeed,
for their benefit.
As we discussed it before, the loyalty penalty. Now, the impossible question for you, because we don't have sight of their profitability, but how are the insurers justifying this?
They're putting everything at the moment. Now, we're asking detailed questions of them as to exactly, you know, why this is, or how can you justify this, and also what's the prognosis for the future. So are there going to be more of these? And I'm worried that there will be, and I'll explain why in a moment, but they're putting it all down to claims, Philip. So they're basically saying it's all the claims coming through, particularly from the private hospitals. And they're talking about the volume of claims has increased substantially, the cost of individual claims has escalated. And it looks like, you know, that there's no end in sight, that we're expecting more increases later this year. And if I look at some of the new plans...
Dermot, I have to interrupt for 1 second, because there's something illogical here. That either suggests that more and more of us are getting much, much sicker and making more claims, which I haven't heard anything about, or they've got more customers making more claims, so they're earning more money.
Well, there's a couple of things going on. So, yes, the number of members joining has definitely increased, continues to increase despite the level of premium increase. But the other thing that's interesting, and we can only go on the public report, so the HIA, the Health Insurance Authority, published their report from last year. And what's interesting is that there's a definite shift away from people going to public hospitals into private hospitals. The other thing that we're hearing anecdotally, Philip, as well, is, and we're seeing this, the private hospitals appear to have become much more efficient at turning patients around. You can get an MRI done now, you know, at half 10, 11 o'clock at night, weekends. They're now, like, I believe, for example, the times for certain procedures like hip, knee and shoulder replacements have been halved. So that means if there was previously an average of 5 days and now it's 2.5 days, they're getting through twice as many patients, and those procedures cost €15,000 each, for example. But, you know, that's what we're hearing from the insurance companies. But now, to contradict that, the HIA report indicated that claims costs for last year were only increased by 6% compared to 15% the previous year. So one of the questions, and we don't have an answer on this yet, Philip.
And I bet that nobody's premium is going up by only 6% this year.
Well, that's the anomaly. How can premiums still be increasing by 12 to 15% when the market report and the HIA gets returns from the insurance companies? Now, I'm not here to defend the insurance companies. They're looking at trends.
Well, you haven't so far anyway. Sorry,
they won't be thanking me, Philip. They won't be thanking me.
Have they ever?
I think what's really important here is that I would say to every person, every consumer of health insurance now, you cannot auto-renew. You cannot assume that if I pay that higher premium, my benefits are going to be unchanged. So there's two questions you need to put to your insurance company. Number one, what everybody should do is phone their existing insurer and simply say, do you have a similar plan to what I currently have that's cheaper? And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is, right? And let them go through their 100 plans to come back with a recommendation. And if they do recommend something, get them to explain exactly what the differences are. But for anybody who's intent on renewing on the same plan, Philip, the question is, phone your insurance company and simply ask, are you changing any of my benefits for the coming year? Yes or no? And if they're not changing anything, well, then you can renew with confidence, you know. Mm-hmm. But bear in mind, it's a 12-month contract. I look at some of the new plans coming on stream, and there's hospitals being excluded. I see Swift Care is not included in all of VHI's new plans. I see Leia bringing out new plans on the 1st of May, which have even higher shortfalls for things like hip, knee and shoulder replacements. There's another word of warning to your listeners as well. If the premium is very low, if it's very attractive, that usually means that there's benefits that have been reduced or excluded. So all you need to
Indeed.
Do is just phone the insurance company.
Lots of lovely light bedtime reading ahead. Dermot Good, totalhealthcover.ie. Thank you very much.